Then God be with you on your journey, Artaban. But before you go, please, come and have something to eat.
You are most kind to this weary stranger, madam. I gratefully accept your kindness.
Here you are.
Pick up your child and get to the darkest corner of the room. Hide him under your robe and pray that he stays asleep. I will protect you. Now, go.
You there. In the name of the Emperor, I command you to stand aside.
I shall not yield, Captain. This is my home. I have nothing you and your men would want.
You will move aside, or I will throw you out into the street and take whatever I may want that you are hiding within.
There is no one in this place but me. And I am waiting to give this jewel to the prudent captain who will leave me in peace.
For a man who has nothing, where would one such as yourself acquire such a precious stone?
It is of no consequence how I acquired this jewel, but know that it is yours if you will leave this place unmolested.
I do not know you, sir. Who are you?
Who I am is of no import. What you have been presented this night most certainly is.
March on, men! There is no child here.
They have departed, madam.
What did you say to make them leave?
What was required, nothing more. Now, I must take my leave of you.
Artaban, wait! You arrive tonight as a stranger, but you leave as a friend. I will pray for your journey. And because you have saved the life of my little one, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You are most kind. You and your child are safe. Peace be with you. God of truth, forgive my sin. I have said the thing that is not to save the life of a child, and two of my gifts are gone. I have spent for a man that which was meant for God. Shall I ever be worthy to see the face of the King?